Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another film review. This one is going to be for Sinners, directed by Ryan Coogler of Black Panther fame. I'm your host Matthew, and let's go to our rating system. We've got strong must see, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. This is one of those very easy. Strong must see, 10 out of 10. This film is awesome. It's really, really awesome. This is an interesting, different type of awesome to me. With my experience watching this film. Now, okay, set the table. Strong must see. 10 out of 10. Phenomenal film. There's a lot of stuff I really, really enjoyed, and we can dig into those in a moment. Keep my rating in mind and keep my, score choice or whatever. Because I have three different asterisks that I'm not going to lower my score or anything. I saw this in the morning. I was in a bit of a hectic situation to get to go to see this film. I hadn't had as much sleep as I'd wanted, and also I'm not usually a fan of vampire things. So keep those three things in mind, that neither of those three things affected my actual enjoyment of the film. I was a little bit concerned that, okay, it's earlier in the morning, like earlier than I'm used to. Plus, like, you go and see an artful film like this, you want to be as, as awake as possible, don't you? You want to kind of like not have any lack of sleep. Yeah, so there was that. That didn't actually end up affecting my enjoyment at all. It's just a note towards my experience, I suppose, of watching the film. But it didn't affect my enjoyment. It didn't affect my thoughts and feelings on the film. And the film indeed did its job of waking me up a bit more. So that was very, very good. And also, just on the third thing there, the whole vampires thing. It's, I mean, okay, it's not Twilight. It's not anything remotely similar to Twilight. I don't know how much I want to say about the vampire stuff without getting into spoilers. It's not spoilers that vampires are in this film. You'd know that from the trailer. It's probably my favorite vampire thing ever, because I don't like any other vampire stuff, so by default it would be number one. I mean, I was watching the Van Helsing show on Netflix for a little bit until it got bad, and then I just stopped watching it, and this is clearly much better than that. Twilight, I never watched the last two films. And again, this isn't it, it's not doesn't make sense to compare this to Twilight, but I'm just saying, in terms of like stories that have vampires in them, obviously that's a very, very different thing. But yeah, that just it wasn't even something I was thinking of, even when I'm watching the scenes in this film with vampires in them, because there's just a different thing going on there. There's just a different kind of element to that. So all those three things aside, of course, two of them are technically my fault, although I made it roughly on. Oh no, there was the three asterisks. That was only two. I think I got there maybe 5 minutes late. So I missed the opening 5 minutes, but I didn't feel like I missed something major or missed a big plot point. But if I did, then let me know and I can whatever know about that. But that didn't affect my enjoyment. So yeah, those are the three asterisk type things, is the the early morning and the slight lack of sleep, the vampire stuff, and then the fact that I got there slightly late. So anyway, with all those three things aside, I still love this film. I think this film is fantastic. This is something I'm going to be thinking about for a bit of time, because I don't think I sort of grabbed everything that's in this film, and there's probably a lot in there that there's a lot probably going on in this film as well, and I grasped clearly more than enough of it to really, really enjoy this film and really love it. But it's one that I'm going to be, thinking of and mulling over the kind of themes of, and because there's a lot of stuff in here which is Very, very good. But it's good when you have a lot of stuff in your film when it is indeed 2 hours, 17 minutes. Makes great use of that screen time in terms of things like structure and pacing. In terms of the structure of this film, you don't really move around too much anyway. So I thought the structure was great. The pacing, I never kind of felt like I was waiting for the next thing to happen. I was looking forward to and was excited for the next thing to happen, but I wasn't kind of like, can you get on with it, please? And even though, okay, there's some build up, and it takes a bit to get through its build up, but you can tell that something big is coming. And you can see that it's clearly leading up to something, and it very, very, I didn't even feel the need for, oh, this build up needs a big payoff, but it still had one anyway. So there was that. In terms of the overall quality, because I kind of felt like I had a sort of ex I don't know if I've had an experience or would describe something like this. This film's kind of quietly awesome. And what I mean by that is, okay, there's some action scenes, there is obviously some blood, there is things like fire, gunshots, your standard kind of action stuff. This film is very intense, like very, very intense at points. There's still a lot of dialogue, conversations, great acting, great, fantastic writing, fantastic line delivery, all those sort of like really great bits. But even between the sort of action pieces, which the film, I felt like the film didn't feel the need to sort of like big boom bang, if that makes sense. It's not sort of in your face with the action. It doesn't feel the need to be kind of, oh, our audience might be getting bored of the chit chat, let's give them some big explosions, big gunfire. Like, this isn't sort of, an action flick. And not that there's anything wrong with action flicks doing that, of course, they're there to do their own things. But it weaves its action, or just dramatic scenes and action scenes, it weaves those really well together with just the story and what's going on and these characters and where they're all at and what they feel about each other and all those kinds of things. But even in the first, like, see, that's the interesting thing as well, because there's the start and there's the build up and there's the sort of the conversations, there's that part of the film. I'm not even sure if that's half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour. It could have been an hour and a half, but it didn't feel, it felt like I was there for a while, but it didn't kind of feel like, oh, you've taken an hour to build up to this. Because I'm not actually sure how long that took, and I think that that's also a very good thing. But even while it's doing those, let's call them the quieter moments, the sort of conversations and the sort of who's doing what around the town, what are our main characters doing, and they're setting up this, obviously, this kind of big event and everything, this big night, and they're doing their business parts and all that kind of stuff, and there's some negotiating and things like that. Even while it's doing those bits that you could consider quiet, it was still awesome at doing it, and it was sort of like, it didn't feel like it tried too hard or had to go too big and too loud to be awesome. It just naturally and quietly did it, and I kind of noticed that sort of early on, in the film. And I'm trying to think of the last thing I watched that sort of did it in. It does it in such a specific way. I can't think of anything, at least in recent memory, that did its like build up in this way. And it's not something I feel that you have to have patience for, or sort of like tapping your feet waiting for something to happen. And I suppose as well, because when you're watching something particular and it's got names attached to it, and you would trust those names attached to it, and even if something's a bit, not necessarily slower, but a bit more gradual with its build up, and you're like, right, I trust that this thing is going to lead to something really cool because I trust the people that are making it. Whether that's the cast here and obviously Ryan Coogler, director, and everything else, because I had the trust in my back of my mind that like, where we're gonna go to and kind of how we're gonna get there, and again, I didn't again didn't feel the need for that element to pay itself off, but it still did that really, really well. But it just did it so quietly and so easily, which I thought was an interesting kind of touch. It gave me a bit of a different experience, which I thought was very, very good. But then again, even when it transitions, because it doesn't sort of like bang, here's the action kind of thing. Because when it slowly transitions into, okay, here's the next part of the film when we're gonna slowly kind of weave it in, and you get some hints at some point as to what it might be building to. And yeah, even while all that's kind of happening, and it's slowly transitioning to its next bit, and there's sort of like bits of action and teasers of action and things like that, it still just does it so. It just kind of cruises its way. This film just kind of cruises its way from start to beginning, and sorry, start to beginning, from beginning to end, and well, credit to everyone involved for being able to do that, really. And again, when it does get to the action, and there's, you know, some gunfire and there's fire and other stuff, it didn't feel like the film sort of, okay, now we've got to take off and we've got to just get we've got to go big or go home. It just sort of got on with it with itself. And yeah, and again, there's lots of feelings mixed in there. There's some smile worthy moments, there's lots of dancing, there's talking, there's, you know, threats and conversations going on, and things like that. There's like small little side stories and things like that going on in this film, which I thought were done really well. And then there's bits that are sort of planted and seeded for later, and those all sort of pay off. I was reading as well in the last couple of weeks, because again, I'm a bit late to seeing this film, that someone, I think it's Warner Brothers, is looking to do a Sinners 2. You shouldn't and you can't do a sequel to this. I know money talks, and obviously business is business, and you know, obviously a little critical acclaim here. I mean, if this thing doesn't get painted with Oscars, I don't really know what we're doing anymore in the world of film. I would expect it to, whether that's the film itself, and then, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's amazing. And one other really big element of this film I absolutely loved, and it put a lot of heart into this film, and it just had this really, really great effect on it. It is the music in this film, and it's used in a lot of different ways, and the themes of kind of what music can do to a person, and kind of what music can make you feel, and all those sort of things. There's a number of, now when I say dance sequences, don't think that it turns into a sort of musical, but when there are dance sequences and there are musical sequences, and I just said musical sequence, there's no like, it doesn't break out into a musical, it doesn't do that. But when there's all the musical parts happening, and of course there's a lot of like black focused music and kind of things like that, which I thought was just really beautifully put in the film. Some really great sort of black dancing as well, and things like that. What I mean by that is obviously culturally and things like that. You can tell that there's obviously black cultural stuff all over this film, absolutely all over this film, and they do all of that phenomenally well. Which again, those things just kind of made me smile, and I thought that was really, really great as well. But even with these characters, and with kind of there's drama going on, and there's threats of things looming, and things like that, when these characters do themselves get sort of lost in the music and you get lost in the music with them and you kind of get lost in the moment, it's really, really beautifully done. And again, it just didn't feel like the film tried too hard or like tried to exert itself too much to do that. It just kind of happened. It was just sort of there. It's a phenomenal piece of work. It really, really is. Just a quick note as well, I know this film is out on VOD or digital or whatever. If you can see a screening near you, obviously at a reasonable time and whatever, please do try and see this on the bigger screen, because it's very, very much worth it. It doesn't have to be, you know, an IMAX thing. I just saw it on a standard normal kind of cinema screen. In fact, I don't think I have any IMAX, at least not none that I've come across, none of those sort of near me. But yeah, if you do get the chance, if there's a few screenings hanging around near you, I know that they're going to be a bit few and far between now, because there was only one today and I wasn't sure if there'd be one next weekend, so that's why I put so much effort into seeing it today, because I was like, okay, if I don't see this today, I don't know if there's going to be any screenings next weekend, because other films are coming out now and stuff. But if you do get a chance to see it on the big screen, really, really do recommend it on that. It will just add to the experience as well. So, it wowed me, and I felt like it was awesome, but I wasn't sort of, I just kind of sat there and just quietly took in this film and just absorbed it. But then this film just sort of quietly got on with itself. It's a very interesting experience, because usually if someone goes, wow, something's really awesome, something's really good, and wow, it really blew me away, you expect just a big boom kind of effect, and this film doesn't really have a big boom effect. It just sort of, it just gets on with itself, and it starts, it does what it does it fantastically, it finishes, and it just then leaves you alone to feel whatever you're going to feel from the film. Anyway, that's Sinners. Best film. So, I mean, I've not seen that many films so far this year. Best film of 2025 so far. Of course, got some competition in a few weeks with Pixar's Elio, which is probably going to be a bit different to this. But obviously, I love Pixar very, very, very much. And of course, the expectations are always very high when it comes to Pixar. There's not been a lot of promotion for Elio, so I'm a little bit concerned about its box office. So that comes out in a couple of weeks, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing that. That's probably was my most anticipated film of this year, just because it's also Pixar. So yeah, see that in a couple of weeks. But there you go, that's Sinners. Because you notice I'm not really kind of, not that I really shout on podcasts anyway, but I'm not sort of like, I'm not exerting myself to praise the film, because it was like, you know, just sort of quietly sit there and you're like, that was just really awesome. But you don't feel the need to kind of gasp or something. So, yeah. But yeah, well done to everybody involved with this film. Anyway, for those of you that have or haven't seen Sinners, I imagine most of you have by this point. What did you think of it? Did you like it as much or in the same way as I did? Did you like it more but in a different way, less in a different way, or maybe exactly the same? Do you agree with my kind of quietly awesome thing that I'm kind of taking from this film? Or maybe you didn't like it. I don't know why you wouldn't. Again, even if you don't like vampires, which I don't, vampires are stupid. They suck. They're just stupid. If you're going to give me an infected thing, obviously, you know, Last of Us, Walking Dead, zombie apocalypse stuff, that's my kind of jam. You know, the sort of infected, more zombie-esque sort of stories. I think vampires are stupid. I don't care about them. They're rubbish. But I love this film, and they are very heavily involved in this film, but didn't feel stupid at all. But yeah, like, I almost Like, if you're trying to pitch me something, let's say, and you go, oh, it's got vampires in it, I almost just like immediately tune out. So, yeah. Like, if I hear, oh, there's this new horror film, oh, that cool. All right. It's got vampires in it. Don't care. Just don't care. But not this time. Not this time. So, anyway. Anyway, yeah, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, that's what I was talking about, wasn't I? On Sinners, let me know what you think of it. And or if you haven't seen it yet, have I convinced you more? Or whatever. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. I will do a spoiler section in a minute here. Just going to do the outro first. In the meantime, if you want to find everything else that we do, it's on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms. Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. Look out for all those. We've got, of course, we just wrapped up with The Last of Us. We just did a bonus special episode for Last of Us Season 2. I miss it already. Even though I have the game ready and available whenever, I already miss it. So there's that. Gaming Talk is back this week. Plenty to talk about, and there'll be plenty to talk about next week as well. So stay tuned for more gaming talks. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth review, United cast wrap up, all that business over there, and other things that I can't currently remember right now. Breaking Bad podcast, they're being put back up on the site weekly, so look out for those on Wednesdays. And then, yeah, some more film reviews, more TV reviews, and some more video game reviews soon as well. So, yeah, keep your eyes and ears peeled to entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms of the same name. For all that, if you want to support us, you can, of course, listen to more episodes, word of mouth, social media. And if someone mentions something we podcasted on, tell them about Please Said Podcast. I said that the wrong way around, you know what I meant. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, every podcast review your options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk for your TV and your film news. And YouTube, you can find all of our fun bits and pieces over there. On YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you after the break for the spoiler section. I'll see you in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, it's time to talk spoilers for Sinners. If you've not seen it, pause the podcast, go and watch it, come back and resume it from here. You've been warned. What do I want to talk about first? There's nothing kind of immediately jumping out to me. We did get the 2 post-credit scenes. I thought those were very, very well done. The scene that kind of really just sticks out to me most and did kind of shock me the most is obviously the whole barn scene catching on fire, especially when I think her name was Grace, who's like obviously terrified for her daughter and everything, just like runs out at one of them on fire and just stabs it really, really hard. So that was That section there I felt to be the most kind of emotional, especially when the good old choir boy, I think he was called Sammy, gets helped by I think it was Stack. Very, very glad that he didn't end up getting taken. That was really, really good. Man, that scene of Jack O'Connell, wasn't it, who I loved from Skins, which is a British sort of YA show. He was really, really good in that. I've seen him in some stuff since as well. That bit of like him on fire, and he's been plunged through the heart and all that sort of thing. And again, I think it was Stack and Sammy just kind of watching on. I thought that was just incredibly done. I thought all of the build up stuff was really good, all the little discussions in the town, and you get to see kind of what everyone's doing. That was really, really great. So I really enjoyed that. A number of the dance sequences I really enjoyed as well, like I said. There's the one with, who was it that was dancing? I think it was Perlene, I think her name was. She was the one with the, I was gonna say silky dress. A lot of them have got silky dresses on. Yeah, the one where they all really, really started dancing more. That's a bad description. I liked that bit. That was one of the moments where I sort of, I myself got sort of lost in the film in a really good way. Even with the kind of looming threat of these vampires. It's interesting though, because, and again, unless I missed something in the opening 5-ish minutes or so, it could have been 10, but it felt like about 5 minutes. The two brothers are kind of doing this, go around the town and get people into this opening and whatever. And obviously, if you've seen the trailers, which most people probably have, you know at some point in the film that vampires are gonna show up. And it was interesting in a way, because you look at what this film is doing in kind of the first half, and you're like, how do vampires fit into this? Like, it I should have said this in the spoiler-free section, but it's something that shouldn't really work. Like the overall tone of this film and how grounded and gritty and realistic it is, and then you throw vampires in there. It shouldn't really work, but it really does. So that was great. But yeah, going from like just the normal kind of day-to-day stuff of these, the townsfolk and them all having their different discussions about things and trying to set up this business, and knowing, okay, at some point in this film vampires are going to show up and obviously try and kill everyone. How do we transition from that to this? And I thought the KKK inclusion in that was quite a sort of smart idea. I quite, well, I say enjoyed. Obviously, nasty group of people. I thought that was quite an interesting inclusion as well. So I thought that was done really well. But those three elements, and in particular, obviously, when that group of men come around at the end, I thought all of those three things flowed together really, really well as well. And again, just quietly, seamlessly, and easily. So yeah, like usually if you've got a sort of, not gangster, but sort of crime sort of film going on, and you want to transition that from, okay, having that to this, again, not really vampire, it's not really a vampire action film. A lot of lesser films would have to like more go out of their way to sort of, okay, how do we make sure that that fits in here? Because there's nothing specific this film actually does to kind of do that. It just works. I don't know. It's it just does it really, really well. So yeah. Couple of obviously really big performances. We've got Michael B. Jordan in here. I got Hayley Steinfeld, always great to see her. I got Jack O'Connell, like I said, and half a dozen other really, really great people as well. But yeah, the barn scene sticks out as one. But yeah, from the sort of from kind of the where the threat of like the more looming threat of the vampires comes up right up until everyone gets sort of set on fire. Yeah, that was just a really, really incredible part of this film as well. So, what else do I want to talk about with spoilers? I don't feel the need to kind of like go through and break down a bunch of stuff. It was all just really well done and just seamlessly kind of all fit together. So, because there was no the thing is with me doing analysis for like the spoiler section, there was no parts in this film where I was like questioning bit or wondering like, okay, how are we gonna get from here to there, or how are we gonna do this or that, or this bit didn't work or did work, or you know, didn't make sense for this or that to happen, because it just worked. There was no kind of, I never felt any sort of this is going to sound weird. I didn't feel the need to sort of think that much while I was watching this film about kind of whether it was or wasn't working, because it just was. Obviously, I was thinking about what was going on in the scenes and all that sort of stuff. And then there was just more music parts, which were fantastic as well, and more really great character moments, and it all just fits together and works really well. I suppose I could talk about some of my other actual favourite parts. So it was quite cool when the what was it, when the choir boy, as I called him, Sammy, when he scored, as we could say. Yeah, also just when one of the brothers, whichever one it was, him and Hayley Steinfeld, that bit was quite cool. Not the worst way to go out, is it? Not the worst way to go out. Say via Hayley Steinfeld. That's I think a lot of men and some women, obviously, would be pretty happy. In fact, a lot of women, because there's a big kind of LGBTQ crowd from what was the show she did, Dickinson. There's a bit of a kind of a lesbian relationship in there, so she gained some fans from that as well. And doesn't she play a lesbian in or at least queer person in Arcane as well? I think she does, right? So yeah, she's got a lot of fans in that regard. So yeah, man or woman, you kind of yeah, most people would be happy with that, I think. So that was an interesting one to kind of see. Yeah, so what else do I want to talk about? I think that's it. Yeah, if there's any bits you want me to reflect on or write in about or whatever, just let me know by writing in, I suppose. But no, thoroughly enjoyed this film, loved it. I would want to see it again, but you know when your first memory with something is so good, and obviously first experience with something is so good, like seeing, you know, Sinners on the big screen. When I would next go to watch this film, it would be at home, and I just think that would be a lesser experience. Because I do kind of want to watch it again and digest it again, and also see the opening 5 minutes. But because that would be at home on a smaller screen, that would just be a lesser experience. I'm not saying the film wouldn't be good to watch at home, it just wouldn't be as good as the other experience. So, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I feel like I should talk about more spoiler stuff, but I don't really know what else to really kind of talk about. So, anyway, thank you very, very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.